Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
KVAGX2 listening.
Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees.
KUCA-YVF Mobile.
Good evening, KCABOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day today?
Well, I got a few things done. I put new dryer vent on. It was called a Rainflow. So instead of having the little flap on there, it uses the dryer pressure to lift the cap. And then when the dryer shuts down, the cap comes back down. So I'm hoping that works a little better than the other one and a little more energy efficient, I hope.
Okay, whatever that was all about. But anyhow, yeah, that sounds different. I know I changed ours out to change the one of the flap things and changed the dryer hose and that a couple of years ago. And the other one had been on there for a number of years, but when I took it out, it was still pretty clean. But we keep the dryer clean, the vent and that, so we haven't had a problem, and it doesn't have a very long run, basically, from the dryer up the wall and out the window that's directly behind it, so it doesn't have very far to go, about 5 feet's about it, so that helps. But that sounds kind of neat, yeah. Newer ideas, newer technology, things that I see all the time on this old house, so I like to watch it show because they all sorts of new things that say, I hadn't seen that before, didn't know about that, so... There's all new things out there that they show on there that, you know, give you new ideas or solves problems that you've had and didn't know quite how to fix them and that. So for me, work was another day. Thursday tomorrow already, so that's a good thing. So we're halfway through the week, more than halfway. Tomorrow I'll be quick run home and... drop off my work stuff and hop in Mike's vehicle and head up to Sanford for Midland's Christmas dinner meeting thing tomorrow.
Oh, very good. Very good, yeah. Yeah, they've been doing it up at Red Oak there for a number of years. They had done it at Shirlene's there on Wackerly and... Eastman Road there too at one time, but yeah, they've been doing Red Oak Lounge there in Sanford for some time now. The only time they stopped was flood. The flood kind of shut things down for a while.
Yep, it's a good place. Wife and I have been there by ourselves before, and then my old Goldwing group and their meet and eats that they do during the winter time. Have gone there a few times before, too. So, matter of fact, I got one of those coming up on Saturday. So I've got dinner tomorrow night up in Sanford at there. Saturday's back up in Sanford at the Sanford Lake Bar up there someplace. We went there last year with the group. And then Sunday, my brother's coming in, brother and sister-in-law's coming in for a visit. And so we'll be going out for dinner then. So probably just down to Timbers for dinner. Sunday then, someplace close and not too expensive, so three times out this week, plus breakfast last Saturday with the club.
Yeah, that adds up really fast. And, yeah. So, yeah, Sanford Lake Barn Grill, I believe that's off of West River.
That sounds about correct. I said we were to it last year. It was a good place. We had a lot of fun. I had quite a good turnout up there, too, last year, so hopefully we do this year. We've only done one so far. That was at the couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, and then they didn't do one during December with the holidays, so we start back up. Every other week they pick some place, so up in Midland, Bay City, Saginaw, someplace. So, yeah, this coming up this Saturday is going to be up there. But I got the grandkids waiting for me at home. My son-in-law is working his second job. And my daughter has a Christmas party from work up at the sports pub there in Freeland. So she was supposed to drop the kids off at 5 o'clock tonight, and we're just going to have tacos for dinner, I guess, and we got the kids for 2 or 3 hours tonight, so we'll figure out something to do.
Well, I thought she was going to have your son-in-law drop a pizza by.
He's done that before, too, so they eat pizza quite a bit, because anything that somebody messes up, or they've had people call in orders and then call back and say, no, we don't want it, and it's already made, sitting in the warmers ready for him to pick up, so he ends up coming home with those, or the employees at the end of the night, so they eat more pizza than they should.
Yep. Well, the wife was getting oil changed in that, and I have got church again tonight. I guess I'm in the sound booth on Sunday, so I need to get in and practice with the rest of the group. So that's what I'm doing tonight.
All right, then. Well, I'm making another little change at home with the 3D printers. I have one printer on one side of the room in the basement. I have the other printer on the other side of the room in the basement because there was a room. The smaller printer is actually on an old computer printer stand between two doorways, so the only place I had to put it. So to be able to go back and forth between the computer to go to one machine and then back to the other machine, back in December, I bought a computer, kind of a specific one. Luckily, it was cheap as notebooks go. I bought it from Costco. But it has a USB-C port, a 3.2 port, that is a display port. So it provides both video, audio, and power through that port. So I found a fairly inexpensive 15-inch touchscreen, and it's also a touchscreen monitor on Amazon, so I used my son-in-law's Prime account to get the $40 off price, and that came in yesterday, and that, tried it last night, and that works very well, so I can put one printer's slicer on the computer next to that one, and I ordered a longer cable to be able to put over on the other side of the room with this monitor, so I'll be able to control the other printer off the same computer with the other touch screen. So that will help out a lot from me running back and forth to be able to change filaments and settings and things like that. I'll be able to do it just touch screen off the second monitor. So other cable, and that's supposed to be in on Tuesday or Wednesday next week, so I can get that set up.
Sounds like you're getting it all figured out there. Yeah, I'm printing a handle for my 6-amp battery charger. I broke on it. It's kind of disintegrated. So I'm printing one right now for the new one out.
Well, that's an idea, which I didn't do before. I bought a couple. I found some on down at Dayton a few years ago. I broke the belt clip on my scanner radio, and it's just an old Radio Shack one, and just plastic and two screws hold it on, and using it every once in a while. I broke that, like twice now I broke that belt clip. But I did find one. I got a couple of them. Wasn't the right, quite the right size. I had to re-drill some holes and do some modifications to get it to fit, but it was a close enough. I'm thinking, well, now that I got the 3D printer, I can print one. I have the old clip, so if I just take the measurements off, then I should be able to print me up a new clip here, either from something already online or from scratch. And then my son-in-law sent me an image yesterday, a picture from work. He says, hey, can you print this? And I looked at it. He said, it's from ABS. And I said, yeah, either, you know, get it to me, the part to me, so I can take a photo of it and see if I can do the photo to 3D scan, see if that works. That would be simplified. If not, it looks simple enough that I could do it on Tinkercad. So I would need it to get all the measurements off from, but it looks to be simple enough to do something on Tinkercad. So making a few functional parts here and there. I've made about a half a dozen now, from either from image to 3D or from scratch on Tinkercad. So it's starting to pay off in the manner that I kind of envisioned it for.
Yeah, instead of going through one learning curve, you go through a couple. So, yeah, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I've been doing a few functional parts and stuff like that, and it takes a little time. It's not as quick as pulling something down and doing it. I'm looking at doing a functional part case for a multimeter, so I'm looking at doing that. So that'll take a little time coming up with that. I used to just resize things too and make them work that way, but I'm probably going to end up drawing something up. KC8YVA.
KC8YVF. Yeah, I know. Saturday at breakfast, we were sitting there, and Tom was there, and he says, can I ask you to do something for me? I said, yeah, what? And he says, can you print some files for me? He says, I'm doing an upgrade to his Ender 3. And he said, I got the electronic parts and things to do the upgrade, but nowhere in the instructions did they say I also had 3D printed parts that I, you know, parts that I needed to print. So he says, I had already tore the printer apart, so it's in pieces. And then they say, okay, you know, use these parts that you printed. And it's kind of like, my printer's in pieces. I can't print the parts. So Saturday when we got home from breakfast, I stuck it on my second printer, and I said, well, what's it need to be printed with? You know, just PLA or PETG or ABS or whatever? He said, well, I think just PETG, they didn't specify, PLA. So I said, well, I got some PLA Plus at home. So that's what I printed it with, and it's stronger than PLA, so it's kind of this new PLA Plus stuff is kind of a cross between PETG and ABS, so takes more impact, kind of flexible like PETG, a little higher temperature range. So I said, well, that probably, I don't know what these parts are for, but I said that would probably be a good match for it.
Yeah, some of this PLA Plus, I got some PLA Plus 2 on right now. Some of this is going at a higher temperature than what the PETG is as far as before it gets distorted and everything else. So as far as sunlight resistance and stuff, some of it's being able to hold up a little better, which is interesting. Well, Mama walked in the door, so I'm going to head upstairs. And I shall chat with you later. You got to be better than halfway home now. KCABLA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Yeah, I'm just sitting here at the light at Mackinac and Weiss. And yeah, the PLA Plus I got from, it's Landu, L-A-N-D-U filament. One of the guys on YouTube got sent some, so he tried it out. He said, actually, he said, this prints as well as some of his more expensive filament that he's been using. So I bought a couple rolls. They're about 10 bucks a roll. I bought some PETG and some PLA, one PLA plus, one regular PLA, and it's worked out great. So no issues at all. Unfortunately, I need to order some more, and they're all sold out on Amazon, and that's the only supplier for it, so I'll have to wait. So 73, we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF monitoring.
KC8YVF, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo. K8KCI. K8KCI. N8RHK. 208 Kilo Charlie India, Kilo 8 Kilo Charlie India, November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo. 900 November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chestnut Clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
Okay, KCI, anybody on frequency, stand by.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.